పాణినికాఖ్యాయన పతంజలిభ్యః శబ్ద విద్యా సంప్రదాయ కర్తృభ్యః పరమ ఋషిభ్యో నమో మహద్భ్యో నమో గురుభ్యః. కూపత్, యు డోంట్ గెట్ ఇట్ ఎనీవే. సో ఇట్ మీన్స్ ప్రశ్న ఆర్ ప్రశంస. కూపదయం గాయతి, ఈజ్ హీ సింగింగ్ ఏ ప్రశ్న, ఆర్ హీ సింగింగ్ వెరీ వెల్, కుడ్ బి ఎనీ వన్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్. ఎనీవే యూ డోంట్ ఫైండ్ ఇట్స్ యూసేజ్ మెనీ ప్లేసెస్. సూపత్, సో సేమ్ మీనింగ్, ప్రశ్న ఆర్ ప్రశంస, దెర్ ఈజ్ నో యూసేజ్, సో డోంట్ బాదర్. కువిత్, బహుత్, మెనీ, రండే మీకోసమే ఎదురు చూస్తున్నాం. ఏమీ లేదు, మీకేదో ట్రాఫిక్ ప్రాబ్లం ఉంది, రండి కూర్చోండి, కంగారు పడకండి, రండి కూర్చోండి, ప్లీజ్ కమ్, వెయిటింగ్ ఫర్ యూ. యూ డిడ్ నాట్ మిస్ ఎనీ క్లాస్. సో వీఆర్ లుకింగ్ ఎట్ ది వర్డ్ కువిత్. ఇట్ మీన్స్ మెనీ, ఎలాట్, బహుత్ ఎలాట్. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్సో యూ డు నాట్ ఫైండ్ మచ్ యూసేజ్. ఓన్లీ ఇన్ వేద మంత్రాస్ యూ మే ఫైండ్ ఎ లిటిల్. కువిత్ సోమస్య అపాం, దట్ ఇస్ ది మంత్ర. సోమస్య కువిత్ అపాం, ఐ హ్యావ్ కన్స్యూమ్డ్ ఎ లాట్ ఆఫ్ సోమరస, దట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ దట్. సో ఇన్ వేద మంత్ర ఇట్ ఈస్ దే, ఐ నో దట్ మంత్ర. సో ఐ డోంట్ రిమెంబర్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్, బట్ దెర్ ఈస్ ఎ మంత్ర లైక్ దట్. ఇంద్రా సేస్ ఐ హ్యావ్ కన్స్యూమ్డ్ ఎ లాట్ ఆఫ్ సోమరస, లైక్ దట్ ఇంద్రా సేస్ ఇన్ సమ సూక్త, ఇన్ సోమ సూక్త ఆర్ వాట్ ఎవర్. నేత్, ఇట్ మీన్స్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి లైక్ దిస్, ఎ నెగేషన్. ఈవెన్ దిస్ ఈజ్ నాట్ యూస్డ్ మచ్, ఓన్లీ ఇన్ వేద ఇట్ ఈస్ యూస్డ్. నేజిహ్మాయంత్యో నరకం పతామహ. ఓకే, సో జిమ్హ, జిమ్హ ఈజ్ అ రాంగ్ యాక్షన్. ఆయంత్య నరకం పతామహ, నేత్ పతామా, నేత్. ఇఫ్ వి కమిట్ ఎ క్రైమ్, జిమ్హ ఈజ్ అ రాంగ్ యాక్షన్. ఆయంత్య మీన్స్ బై డూయింగ్ దాట్. We people, if we perform some crimes, narakam patama, will fall towards the hell. Net, it should not be like that. Naho, may not happen. Okay? So, may not we fall into hell by doing wrong actions. That is the vakya, a mantra. So, there net is used in the sense of negation. And it is not used much anywhere else in laukika prayogas. Now comes chet. Quite often it is used, chet. It means if. Chet means if. Lobhascheda gunena kim pishunata yadyasti kim patakaihi satyanchet tapasache kim shuchimano yadyasti. తీర్థేనకిం, వెరీ బ్యూటిఫుల్ వర్స్ ఫ్రమ్ నీతి శతకం ఆఫ్ భర్తృహరి. హీ సేస్ యూ హ్యావ్ వన్ బ్యాడ్ క్వాలిటీ, ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ లోభ, మైజర్లీనెస్. ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ దట్ బ్యాడ్ క్వాలిటీ, యూ డోంట్ నీడ్ ఎనీ అదర్ బ్యాడ్ క్వాలిటీ, బికాస్ ఇట్ విల్ టేక్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ ఎవరీ అదర్ బ్యాడ్ క్వాలిటీ, ఇంక్లూడ్స్ ఇట్. పిశునత యద్యస్తి కిం పాతకైహి. పిశున ఈజ్ గాసిపింగ్ అగెన్స్ట్ అదర్ పీపుల్, దట్ ఈస్ పిశున. అండ్ ఆల్సో టెలింగ్ అగెన్స్ట్ అదర్ పీపుల్, లైస్, టెలింగ్ లైస్ అగెన్స్ట్ అదర్ పీపుల్. దిస్ హ్యాబిట్ పీపుల్ హ్యావ్. యూ కెన్ పాయింట్ అవుట్ హీ హ్యాస్ ఇట్, హీ హ్యాస్ ఇట్, దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ది పాయింట్, ఎవ్రీబడి హ్యాస్ ఇట్. సో వెన్ ఏ సిచ్యువేషన్ ప్రెసెంట్స్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ యూ ఫైండ్ ఇట్ కన్వీనియంట్ టు టెల్ ఏ నెగిటివ్ థింగ్ అగెన్స్ట్ సంబడి, టు టెల్ టు మేక్ ఏ కంప్లైంట్ అగెన్స్ట్ సంబడి, సో you may quietly grab it and drop in a sentence or two of complaint against the other person, uncalled for. You create an opportunity, utilize it and tell. But if it is asked and you are supposed to tell, that is a different thing. So parents ask the child for something, then the child answers. That becomes a complaint against somebody else. That is not wrong. But uncalled for, you create a situation and slip in a word of negativity or complaint against somebody else. Oh, aisa karta hai wo, like that. Did you hear? This happened in their home, like that. All this gossiping is called pishunata. If you have this one quality, you need not go and particularly do papa karmas, because this accounts for all papas. Like that, is very tough on this quality of pishunata. In Telugu there is an expression for it, kundemulu chepputa. That is the expression. Then these are the two negative things. Now he comes to the positive things. You see, if you have satyam, means you will speak the truth. You don't speak at all. You don't speak much. But whatever you speak the truth. If you follow this principle, it is twofold. You don't speak much, but you speak the truth. Then you need not perform great penance and all that. That is the greatest tapas. Satyamiti satyavacharathi taraha. Taittiriya Upanishad. So satyam is the greatest spiritual pursuit. Then shuchi mano yadyasti tirthenakim. See, if the mind is pure, if your heart is pure, you need not go around taking bath in sacred rivers and all that. Your heart must be pure. Suppose your heart is not pure, just going round and taking bath in sacred rivers is not going to help either. So you may go and take bath, that you can do. Generally when we see Ganga, we take a dip. We do that. Why Ganga? You see Manasa Sarovara, just take a dip. It's not easy. So then Yamunotri, Gangotri, Badari, they are taking dip in these rivers, is the toughest job to do. But still, you just buckle up or whatever you do, bring out some inner energy and take a bath. That is all right. That is not, nothing is said against that. But going around, take a bus, and the Tirthayatra special, it is called. That is how it is named. And go all places. Every temple you visit, every kunda you dip, take a dip, and every river you take a dip. So that way, and then continue to be very worldly people and involved in all kinds of worldly activities, etc. So this kind of a fringe spirituality, in the core the person is very worldly and very manipulative, very crafty and all that. But on the fringe is very spiritual. So this is the bane of human societies. So it should not be like that. Shuchi manaha, the mind is pure. So then tirthenakim, you really don't need any tirthayatra and all that. Arthasaucham param saucham namrudvari shuchi shuchihi. This is Manusmurtikara, Manu Maharaja. Manusmurti. Arthasaucham param saucham namrudvari shuchi shuchihi. Mrut means soap. You take a soap and have a nice shower. That is not the shuchi, that is not the real shuchi, that is only body. And body becomes, in Hyderabad, it becomes in summer. It be not in Hyderabad, in Chennai, in summer, body becomes dirty in 30 minutes because it will be sweating. Therefore, you have to take a bath and you have to use a soap. That doesn't make anybody superior. Vari, mrutu vari, soap and a shower. or you take even a dip in Ganga, that also doesn't make you a very clean person in that sense. So you may get some punyam, that is all you can get at the best. So you see, in Haridwar there are battles. They fight battles on the street, and the government has to employ special police to control all these guys. Who has to take the first bath on that day? There are battles, pitched battles fought on the roads of Haridwar, leading to that particular ghada. Am I correct? No. And then, who has to take first? And he has to take first bath, then only others can take. Some funny.
Kumbh Mela.
That particular muhurtam is there, somebody has to take, everybody has to take bath. So first they have to take.
Only sadhus, and
among sadhus only.
VIPs.
Only sadhus should take first. Other people should not take. That's only sadhus. And among sadhus, first count. Huge battles are fought. And then they take cases to the court, cases also. Court, what will court do? Court will be at a loss, you know. Therefore, these are all problems. Now Ayodhya court case, verdict is to come out now. Maybe today or tomorrow. You know how long, what is the, 60 years litigation. 60. The first case was filed in 1950. And now how many years? 60 years have passed. The verdict has not come. Now it is likely to come. And therefore, the central government and the state government have deployed extra forces everywhere. This was a big news in Indian newspapers. I don't know what was the verdict. This I have seen some 2-3 days back. I have seen. By now the verdict must have come or still about to come. I don't know.
About to come, I think.
Yeah. Very interesting. 60 years to settle only land dispute, a civil case. Whose land it is, that has to be settled. And also maybe one or two other issues connected with it. Court has to settle. In India, when the politicians don't want to take a decision, the whole matter is shifted to courts. The courts will take a decision, something like that. A little digression, you may excuse me for that. So, mano, shuchi mano yadyasti tirthe nakim. In Telugu there is an expression, chitta shuddhi leni shiva puja lelaya vishwadavirama vinuravayama. That is some negative expression. Negative means what is said here positively is said there negatively. This is from Gita. Utsideyurime lokaha nakuryam karma chedaham. So Shri Krishna says, if I do not do my duty, karma is duty. If I do not do my duty, and if I skip my duties, because I am a jnani, I am Bhagavan incarnation, so I need not do any duty. Therefore, if I skip my duties, then people will follow my example. They always, people follow the example of a top man. They put a person on the top in their mind and follow that example. And then if I don't do work, I will remain intact. Nothing will happen to me. People follow my example and they will lose things in life. They will lose everything. Even for gaining of the knowledge of the self, you need chitta shuddhi, which comes by karma yoga and all that. Therefore, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, all the purusharthas will be lost if they don't do good, hard work. Chet, you can see. So, email aham karma nakuryam chet. If, that is the usage. One more. Apichet suduracharo bhajate mamananya bhak sadhureva samantavyaha samyag vyavasito hisaha. This is what I was telling yesterday. Suppose he is a very bad guy to begin with. But now he gave up all his bad qualities and he has come to the correct path of devotion, Ishvara, this and that. దెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు లుక్ ఎట్ హిమ్ యాజ్ ఎ గుడ్ పర్సన్ ఓన్లీ. సాధురేవ సమంతవ్య, యూ షుడ్ నాట్ టేక్ ది హిస్టరీ ఇన్ టు అకౌంట్. దిస్ ఈజ్ వాట్ ఐ వాజ్ సేయింగ్. ఇఫ్ సోనియా గాంధీ ఈజ్ పుట్టింగ్ బొట్టు, టేకింగ్ ఎ బాత్ ఇన్ ది కుంభమేళా అండ్ డూయింగ్ ప్రేయర్ టు ది రైజింగ్ సన్, ఐ థింక్ ఐ హ్యావ్ సీన్ సచ్ ఎ ఫోటోగ్రాఫ్. ద పురోహిత్ ఆస్క్స్ హర్ ఆఫర్ వాటర్స్ టు ది రైజింగ్ సన్, షీ డస్ దాట్. అండ్ ఇఫ్ షీ ఈస్ డూయింగ్ దాట్, షీ లివ్స్ ది విడో ఆఫ్ రాజీవ్ గాంధీ, అండ్ ఈవెన్ దట్ ఈస్ కన్సిడర్డ్ ఎ వర్చ్యూ ఇన్ ఎ గివెన్ సిచ్యువేషన్. అండ్ సో ఇఫ్ షీ ఈస్ డూయింగ్ దాట్, సో యూ హ్యావ్ టు కన్సిడర్ హర్, షీఈస్ ఎ గుడ్ పర్సన్. ఐసా మాన్నా పడేగా, అన్లెస్ you enter into her brain and prove that everything she is doing for the sake of votes only, so you never know. Therefore sadhureva samantavyah samyak vyavasito hi saha, that person is behaving correctly, therefore vyavasaya is a resolve must be correct. He is resolved correctly, samyak vyavasitah, therefore you look at that person as a sadhu. This I learnt from my father. Once there was a controversy. Indira Gandhi wanted to, she visited Puri. Indira Gandhi is Prime Minister of India. She visited Puri. Puri is a town in India. Visited Orissa, where Congress is ruling. Nandini Shatapathi was the chief minister. And so there was a program in Puri to inaugurate Puri railway station or some such big thing. She came. And then there was a question raised in the media whether she will visit Puri Jagannath temple. She did not say she will visit. Program is announced. Next week she will visit. And so Puri Jagannath temple, will she? Media people are like that. They brought that question up. Then immediately, the Purohits of the Puri Jagannath temple, the chief Purohit and his group, they made a declaration, we won't allow her to come. Then immediately, now very nice opportunity for newspapers, some controversy. They immediately, all of them went to them and asked, why don't you allow them to come? What is your opinion? Why are you not allowing? Because she is not a Hindu. Arre, how can you say that? No, she married a Muslim. Firoz Gandhi. Firoz Gandhi is not a Muslim.
Parsi.
He is a Parsi. These people don't know the difference even. A non-Hindu. No, Firoz Gandhi was adopted by Mahatma Gandhi. He was Firoz something. And was adopted by Mahatma Gandhi as his son. And therefore he took the name of Gandhi. So he is Firoz Gandhi. And so he is a Hindu. He is as much Hindu as Mahatma Gandhi is. And so she married him. And so she is Indira Gandhi. So how can you say she is not a Hindu? No, she married a non-Hindu, we won't allow. Then Indira Gandhi was asked. She smiled. She did not give any answer. She did not go. You know why she did not go? She wanted to avoid controversy. She did not, for whatever reason. She can defy them. Because if she goes, she will be allowed to come inside. All these Purohits will be put in jail and she can walk in. But she kept away. At that time, I said, we were reading some Veda and all that, I said, why should she be allowed? And my father had, he was doing some book, reading book or doing some Jnavandanam. He asked me, why not? But they say that she married anybody. She has devotion to Lord Jagannatha. She wants to come. Who are you to stop her? Never say such things. That is what he said. Then I have learnt my lesson. Therefore, we should be very broad-minded about all these things. That verse is like that. Sadhureva samantavyaha. Samyag vyavasito hi saha. Some history you see, and try to dictate things or try to make a judgment about a person. We should not do that. You must be a good person. Take him as a good person on the face value. You cannot enter into his heart and see what is going on in his heart. This is all side story. But there rachet is the usage. Sudurachāraha apichet. Even if he was a very bad guy, committed all kinds of crimes, but now he is changing his path. That chet. Kimapyahimsyastava chenmatoham yashashyarire bhavame dayaluhu. You see, Dilip Maharaja says to the lion, you please leave this cow alone. You cannot kill the cow. Then I am hungry, the lion says. Then Dilip Maharaja says, you eat me in the place of the cow. Then the cow says, no, no, I don't want to eat you. I don't want to do himsa against you. You are a great king and all the public love you. Then he says, okay, if you are so kind about my physical body, you don't want to eat it. What about my kirti deha, yashasharira? My prestige is also a body, a sukshma sharira. You have to safeguard that also. Be kind towards my kirti sharira. But how? If you eat the cow, I could not protect the cow. My kirti as the protector is forever damaged. So be kind to my kirti sharira also, as much as if you are kind towards this body, be kind towards that also. He says that. There ched. So, tava aham ahimsyaha mataha ched. If I am considered not to be killed by you, physical body not to be killed by you, then you consider my kirti shariram also. Like that, chet is used. If Raghuvamsham, Kalidasa. Then sometimes this chet is used with atha, atha chet. Same meaning, atha chet. Atha chet vamimam dharmyam sangraman na karishyasi tatasvadharmam kirtincha hitva papamavapsyasi gita. This battle has come to you, you did not seek it. And it is dharma yuddha. The battle fought for a right cause. And it is your duty also. Therefore, if you do not undertake your duty properly and give up your duty, you will attract a lot of papam. That is what the Gita says to Arjuna, Sri Krishna to Arjuna. There yuddham meaning duty. That in that context, fight, battle is the duty. But in general sense, battle is duty. In that context, battle is the duty. In another place, it may not be a battle. It is a hard decision, an unpopular decision, or a decision against the present current situation. Or there is a battle going on within oneself, and in that battle you should support the good thought. You should not support the bad thought. There is always a battle here. Between raga and viraga, there is a battle. And so like that, you have to support the viraga. You should not allow the raga to win. So like that, whatever battle is going on inside, on a daily basis it happens, we have to support the right cause. That is the spirit of that vakya as it applied in daily life. But all that is secondary. The point is chet. Then chan. This also, chan and nu will go. Only cha appears. This also in the meaning of if, but not used quite often. Indrascha mrudayatinaha. So that is from Veda. If Indra protects us, mrudayati, gives happiness to us, then chan appearing as cha. This cha is not and cha. It is chan cha. Which means if you don't find any usage in regular Sanskrit. Ayancha marishyati. Another example given by Kashika. If this person dies, ayancha marishyati. And this person will die. No, that is not the meaning. If this person will die, something. Anyway, this channa you don't find in many places. Yatra. Yatra means where. Also when. Yasmin deshe or yasmin kale. Prayogachyati bhagya rahitah tatraiva yantyapadah. This is that dhara kharva to dokandu, that padya. It says, wherever an unfortunate person goes, all the calamities will follow him there also. That is the verse. The story is, I told it earlier also, there was a bald-headed guy. Bald-headed means he's exposed to tropical country, India, and he is walking. No trees anywhere. In India, you don't find the trees. Only the road, very hot. And then he saw a palmyra tree. No leaves, etc. Palm tree it is. Palm tree means a few leaves, four or five leaves at the top. It is just standing there vertically. But it is at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Therefore, he found a small shade underneath that tree. This person was suffering because of the hot sun. And so he stood underneath the tree for a while. Then that root fell on his head and caused a very grievous injury to him. So an unfortunate fellow, wherever he walks, his misfortune also walks there. That is the sentence here. So, yatra, that is yatra, prayo gacchati yatra, that yatra gacchati. Yatra vidvajjano nasti, shlaghyastatra alpadhirapi, nirastapadape deshe, erando pidrumayate. In Telugu there is a proverb, chettu leni chota amudapu chettu goppa. He says, where there are no scholars, yatra vidvajjano nasti, there are no scholars at all. There, even a person who knew very little, who knows very little, he is treated as a great scholar. He doesn't know much, but treated as a great scholar. You see, in a village, there is nobody who knows Sanskrit. And one person who studied Raghuvamsham, Shabdamanjari and Raghuvamsham. He did not go to Kumar Sambhavam. Generally the course is Shabdamanjari, Dhatumanjari and Panchakavyas. That is the course. It is a unit. But he studies, it begins with Raghuvamsham. Raghuvamsham, Kumar Sambhavam, Magha Kavyam, called Shishupala Vadha, Bharavi, called Kirat Arjuniyam, and Megha Sandeshaha. These are the five. Out of three are Kalidasas. And that is a course. He started Raghuvamsha and gave up. Now he went to this village. They are saying among themselves, a Sanskrit scholar is coming to our village. And there he goes and asks, who knows Sanskrit here? Nobody. I am the Sanskrit scholar. Like that. Duniya aisa hai. So, nirastapadape deshe erandopi drumayate. It is a place which has no trees whatsoever. And then suddenly you find this plant, a small plant, which is a castor oil plant. Castor oil plant, did you ever see? A small plant, it grows not even 6-7 feet, it grows 4-5 feet. And a thin plant, and it will have some 10-12 leaves maximum. And it grows in very dry land also. That is the specialty of that tree. And so they make castor oil from it. Castor seeds will come and castor oil you will get. So that castor oil plant, abba, what a big plant it is, what a tree it is. Because there is no other tree. You see, a person is going to a conference of Sanskrit scholars. So there, on the way somebody asked him, where are you going? I'm going to the conference of Sanskrit scholars. So which shastra you have studied? He says, yadite vaidikaha tarhi aham tarkikaha. Yadite tarkikaha tarhi aham vaidikaha. Yadite ubhayam aham novayam. Yadite novayam aham ubhayam. Something like that he says. If they are scholars of Vyakarana, Edite Vyakarana, Aham Tarkikaha, I am a scholar of Tarka. Edite Tarkikaha Aham Vyakarana. If they are scholars of Tarka, then I am Vyakarana. Edite Ubhayam, Aham Novayam. If they know both, then I don't know either one of them. But if they don't know both, then I know both. So this is what he says. It all depends upon what people you have around. Based on that you can declare yourself. So here, yatra yatra vidvajjano nasti tatra alpadhihapi panditayate shlaghyas tatra alpadhihapi. Yeah, like that. Again, yatra. Okay. Kachit.
Kashchit.
Yeah, it is not kashchit. You should distinguish between the two. Kashchit means someone, a particular person. This is kachit. Kashchit is two, kaha chit, sandhi. Whereas this is one, kachit. It has no meaning as such. A statement, if you add kachit to that, it becomes a question. And in Ramayana, Srimad Ramayana, Valmiki's Ramayana, there is a canto, what they call Sarga, called Kachit Sarga. I taught it. Somewhere, somebody asked me and I took it. Very interesting Sarga. It is in Ayodhya Kanda.
Lakshmana asking questions.
Rama.
Rama asking questions to Bharata.
Yeah. Bharata goes to meet Rama. And then Rama asks so many questions. He is very anxious to know what is going on in Ayodhya. So he asks some 54 or 55 questions are asked. And therefore the entire sarga is kachit, 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 kachit. In every statement, in every verse, there are two or three or four kachits. Like that the sarga goes. It is called kachit sargaha.
You mentioned last time about it, but you just said I taught it.
Somebody asked me, I taught it. Maybe I can do it again, Ramayana. A few years back I have done it. Ayaste vipulah kachit kachidal pataro Ramayana. This is from there only. Kachidal pataro vyayaha apatreshu nate kachit koso gichyati raghava. Hey Raghava means the scion of the clan of Raghus. That is Raghava. Already Bharata is the king, therefore he is addressing as Raghava. Hey Raghava, it is an address of a king. Because Bharata is the king, you know. Ayaste vipulah kachit kachit alpataroviyaha. This is the old kind of economics. Aya vyaya. Aya is the dhatu. Vi aya. A aya. Ayaha. In Sanskrit, income tax office. Below aya kara bhavan. Kara is tax. Aya is adaya. So, he is asking, what about your budget? How is it going? I hope it is income higher, expenditure lower, so that there is a net balance. Is it so? He is asking. Nowadays it is the opposite.
Deficit
budget is considered a progressive budget. And this kind of budget, this is called a surplus budget. It is considered backward. Suppose I get $100 or 100 rupees and my expenditures I put a cap and below 100 I expend. Then that is considered bad economy. It is considered bad. In New York Times I read an article. Somebody purchased an article for $7 with a credit card. And he forgot to pay it, bill, whatever. And at the end of this, to make a long story short, I don't know the details, the credit card companies have charged him $64. $7, $64. So that means he was not prompt in making payment, this or that. There are many such examples. So what is the advice given? Be prompt in payment of the bills. That is first advice. Then second, even better, you have a debit card, not a credit card. Debit card means there will be never a fine. This is second advice. Third, even better, pay cash. That is the advice given by the economists. Because there is some credit card problems going on in this country. People are crazy. So they are carried away by the need, the desire. They don't put a cap on the expenditure. People are crazy. But they call it progress. Maybe there is some sense in it. I don't know. I know one gentleman, he says, unless I have some loan hanging on my head, I don't get sleep. Therefore, I asked him, why do you take a new loan? With some difficulty, he paid off the old loan, and the loan will attract interest and all that. Why are you taking? He says, Swamiji, you don't know, without loan, we don't even get sleep. So take loan, okay, there is loan, so I can happily sleep. So like, anyway, Rama asks, is your income more and is your expenditure less? So he hopes that the answer is yes for both. Then he says, your money expenditure, whatever you are spending, is it not going in the wrong expenditure? Apatreshu. Suppose a lot of money is spent on a particular head. This much is spent for this. It is not appropriate to spend like that. Suppose you go to New York, dinner, $100. It is wrong. You should not do that. That is called apatra expenditure. Apatreshu koshaha gachyati kachit. Your money, is it going to the wrong places, in the wrong channels, for the wrong expenditure? Like that he is asking. My God.
Kosha means money.
Koshaha is wealth. Koshaha is treasury. Your treasures. Kachit swadu krutam bhojyam eko nashna siraghava kachidasham samane bhyo mitre bhyasam prayachasi. My God. One more verse. He is asking here, Raghava, a nice food, swadu krutam. Need not be food really. Anything similar. It is very enjoyable. Let us take food. Whenever there is an enjoyable food, you should eat it not alone. You should eat it by sharing with a few others. Are you doing it? Then, if there is a function, if there is an occasion of joy, are you sharing it with others? Or you close the whole doors and you are enjoying yourself? That is what he is asking. Is one question. Then second question, if your friends come and seek some help, Are you giving that help to them? Or you are neglecting? Because a king should not do that mistake. Suppose the neighboring king asks for some help, immediately he should give, so that he will remain obliged to him. That is the secret of kingdom, secret of governance. Are you following that principle? He is asking like that. Many, many questions. Pachyate.
Apadyate navyayamantarayaihi kachin maharshe strividham tapastat.
This is from Raghuvamsha. So, Raghu Maharaja is asking Kautsa. Kautsa Maharshi came. I think that is the context. So, Raghu Maharaja is asking, hey Maharshe, your tapas is going well? Three kinds of tapas. Manasantapaha, Vachikam and Kayikam. And certain obstacles for the Manasantapaha. And certain other obstacles for Vachikam. And the further obstacles for Kayikam. There are obstacles. And are you not disturbed by all kinds of obstacles? And is your tapas going on very well? Like that he is asking. There the question is conveyed by Kachit. The word Kachit makes it a question. Remove Kachit, your tapas is without impediments, your tapas is going very well, that is the meaning. But add Kachit, becomes a question. Like in English, you did is a statement. Did you? Question. Reverse it becomes a question. But whereas in Sanskrit, you have to put the word kachit. Naha. It is not used quite often. Naha. So, it is certainly not. Nishchita nishetha. Okay? Naha bhokshyase, you will not eat. Choditasya vadhirane upalipsaya pratishedha yukta arambha pratyarambha. It means pratyarambha, means negation. Anyway, naha means certainly not. That is the meaning. So usage is naha bhokshyase, you are not going to eat. You will not eat this. Suppose the person is sick. Some favor is there, he wants to eat. Naha bhoksh, you say, no, you will not eat for today. Negation. Naha vai tasmyuscha loke dakshinam icchanti dipsanta idripavo naha debhuhu. So, the enemies, etc. They could not do anything. Some meaning, negation. And so, this is not used quite often. One Vedic example he gave. Ripavaha dipsantaha naha debhuhu. So the enemies tried to deceive him, but they could not deceive him. That is the mantra. Hanta.
Hanta.
It comes quite often. And it has a few meanings. Very important thing it is. Hanta. It is nothing to do with the killing or anything. Avyaya. Okay. One is harsha, happiness. Aha, I am very happy. That is the meaning. Hanta bhosya kuntalam patikulam visrujya labdhamidanim swasthyam. This is Kanva. So Shakuntala, he sends her off. She goes to her husband's palace. And Kanva is in the forest. She travels and goes to the Dushyanta's place. So he feels, Ammaya, I am happy. Because Hanta, I am happy. Because Shakuntala, she has to be given in married and sent her to her place. So he brought her up. He is not the real father. He brought her up. So he feels, today Shakuntala has left for her husband's place. I am very happy. I became free from a responsibility. Hanta. Hanta pravurtam sangeetakam. This is Malavikagrimitra. Are, the sangeeta has started. In Malavikagrimitram, there is a dance program. And this dance is done by Malavika, the heroine, Nayika. And it is watched by the king Agnimitra. He is the Nayaka. He is watching the dance program. he loves her and she loves him. They don't have an occasion to meet. And so this Vidushaka, he organizes this program whereby they will have an occasion to see each other and if possible meet and talk also. That is a far cry, but at least they can see each other. Because earlier Agnimutra could see her only on a photograph. Photo means not the regular photography. A painter has painted her face, her in a photo. So they look at the person and paint. So that kind of a thing he has seen. And he loves her. And he wants to marry her. But there are a few other obstacles to the way. He cannot just walk in and see her. There are issues. When you read Malavika Agnimitram, you know it. Then this Vidushaka, he provides an opportunity. He organizes a kind of a dance program. Kind of arangetram he organizes. And there, he organizes it in such a way that Malavika, who is a good dancer, she comes to the stage and dances. And Agnimitra is in the first row of the VIP gallery. He is in the audience. And for this dance program, first the Sangeeta people come. They sit there and this tabla, etc., they start. This is called Sangeeta Kam. And then, after 5 minutes, she will come. And so Agnimitra is anxiously waiting for her to come onto the stage. And so he says, oh my God, the Sangeeta has already started. That is the context. Hanta Pravruttam Sangeetakam. Aha, Sangeeta has started. That means what? Like in our childhood, we go to the movie. And then the commercials say, oh yeah, yeah, advertisements started. And so now the movie will come. Hanta, happiness. Ha hanta hanta nalinim. This is another meaning. Sadness. Ha hanta hanta nalinim geja ujjahara. Very interesting verse. Ratrir gamishyati. I know that verse. Bhavishyati suprabhatam bhasvanudeshyati hasishyati pankajashrihi. Evam vichintayati padmagate dvirephe ha hanta hanta nalinim geja ujjahara. So, it was evening. I will finish this and we will have dinner. It was evening and the lotus is about to close. The sun is setting. But a bhramara, a honeybee, in its anxiety to capture some more honey, it was busy drinking that honey. It was busy collecting honey. And in the meanwhile, the lotus closed. The sun sets and the lotus closes. And it was trapped inside the lotus. And it knew, ayayayo. It could not get out. Then it is thinking like this. Ratrir gamishyati. The night will, now it is sandhya samayam. Ratri, night time will go. 12 hours. Bhavishyati suprabhatam. It will be a nice morning. It will come. Bhasvanudeshyati. The sun will rise in the east. Hasishyati pankajashrihi. The glory of the lotus which was closed, it will laugh. It will smile. Or it will blossom. Then I will go out. Ittham vichintayati padmagate dvirephe. When the honeybee which was trapped inside, it was thinking like this, hoping like this. Ha hanta hanta. Ayoyo. What a unhappy thing. Nalinim gaja ujjahara. Exactly at that time, an elephant came for its evening bath, entered into the lotus pond, plucked that lotus and thrown aside. Now the bee is gone. This is this story. Not that it happened like that. So man proposes, God disposes. That is the idea. Ayayayo, It happened like that. That is the word. Saha hanta hanta.
Dvirepha
is Bhramara, honeybee. Why it is honeybee dvirepha? Bhramara. The word Bhramara has two rephas in it. That's why it is called honeybee. Chale, khana khayenge.